Sweet Lord, have mercy.
Yeah.
Baby Jesus, please save us. I know I used up my three favors.
Wow.
Back to sinning a week later. Sweet Lord, have mercy.
Woo.
Baby Jesus, please save us. I know why you. Let's start this shit, man. I had to bring y'all in with some gospel for you heathens. Goddamn.
Speaking of gospel,
we back.
$40 is all it takes.
Sean Kemp.
$40.
Sean Kemp.
I just feel like, I just feel like as a woman, like, you need to have a little bit more respect for yourself.
Okay.
I just find $40 can get you a long way. You can get a Snapchat premium and somebody will drop $40 on you. And next thing you know, you back in the game, baby.
You back in the game, but it's not really $40. $40 is like, it don't take much. That's the premise.
So look, what y'all saying $40, I'm just going to relate that to my personal life. Like,
go ahead.
$40, that's a day in daycare. Like, you paying for daycare to get.
And how many women do you know complain about daycare?
A lot.
Shit, I pay 10 if you touch this little motherfucker.
Oh my god.
Huh? Shit, 20 if you spit on it.
Hey. Sweet Lord.
Y'all niggas going to hell.
Hey, look, let's go ahead and get the introductions out of the way. It's your man D Black, aka Derek Burgess. We out here. M Jizzle, get to him.
Yo, we doing something different. I'm live on IG. Always 5 o'clock. Justin Richardson on Facebook. He's also live.
Justin Cody Richardson.
Justin Cody Richardson.
Yeah.
M Jizzle.
Go ahead. This shizzy chat coming again to you live.
We live.
And it's 5 o'clock on Batpage right now. Right now. They got a goddamn 2 for $20 special, goddamn.
Hey, look. And see, that's that $40.
And if you can scroll all the way to the bottom and say, by the way, I am a tranny.
No, sir.
Hold up. Hold man. Up. you got to bring that shit back. Hold on.
Nate dog.
Hey, look, real talk.
Hold on, child.
No, please don't. Please.
I was going to ask him, so, like, what if you find out when she get there, she is training?
You already.
You niggas are crazy. One of my homeboys said, like, if he was getting his dick sucked.
Not knowing
it's a tranny.
Right.
And the bitch start poking. Right?
Shit.
A dick. He said, you know what? I'm just going to let him finish and then I'm going to fuck him up afterwards. Like,
oh,
sweet Lord.
Hamburger.
Hey.
Now, look, so he get his dick sucked by a tranny, don't know it. He's going to let him finish.
If you don't know, you probably will let him finish.
Maybe.
It depends on where I'm at. But I'm no longer in that lifestyle.
I'm going to kill that motherfucker.
Hey, look.
Hey, who homeboy was it that was getting topped off by a trainer? He kept trying to reach for the box, and the trainer kept slapping the hand.
I really feel like it was at Liz. Never mind. It was at Liz.
Can you introduce yourself? Bro?
Yeah, Danny here.
Right. I almost skipped him. Like,
They, like, real shit. That's who they know me
as. They? Who the fuck is they?
Yeah.
I guess
DJ Khaled?
I can't wait to go through my messages after this.
You got hoes.
You out here winning.
Don't do that, because I'm taking almost.
And the reason why he says $40, because everybody he texts get $40 for him.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I can't.
I'm a trick.
But it ain't tricking if you got it.
You love the kids.
It's still tricking if you got it.
I got $80.
Fuck them kids.
Fuck, real talk. I was at Dave and Buster's today, and everything I said, fuck them kids.
Okay,
like,
so that's a perfect segue. Yeah, you talking about fuck the kids.
Let's go ahead
and get into the second topic. Marshawn Lynch coaching kids.
Can I give y'all, I just want to say one thing set on that, and then I'm going to let y'all set
the parameter.
Background first?
No, hold on.
Okay.
This might be the only thing I'm gonna say. Now, it's not gonna be the only thing I'm gonna say, but this is how I want to start it off, and y'all can take it away.
You can't stop,
right? Uncoachable kids become unemployable adults.
Right. I believe mm-hmm. it. I really believe
y'all can, so go ahead and give us the backstory.
On TMZ, which I'm like the biggest, whatever the opposite of the advocate is, I fucking hate TMZ, personally.
Yeah.
But either way, a video service on TMZ where a parent pretty much recorded their conversation with Marshawn Lynch at his football camp. And what happened was, Marshawn cussed their kid. And the kid cried, and they pulled him out of the drill. So before that, the reason he cussed at him because the kid wasn't doing what he was supposed to do, so he told the kid, get the fuck out of my drill.
Right.
The kid started crying. The parents went and took the kids off the field. Then they started recording him, and he was like, is there a man with you? That was his first mistake.
That's when he started talking to the woman,
that's
right?
That's when he started talking to the parents.
Gotcha.
That was his first mistake. Not saying what he did was wrong, but I knew it was going to be spent out of the, mm-hmm. you know. It got spent out of control.
Right.
So the parents are like, it's just bad that you were talking to the kids like this. You can't tell a kid, get out of the fucking drill. I don't know. All of us played sports in middle school, high school, whatever. I didn't get talked to like that until I was in middle school when you're playing real sports. Mm-hmm. But I just, if you're not talked to like that, you can't take anything. These kids are privileged. They get whatever they want.
Absolutely.
And they're not going to be shit when they grow up.
I'm going to keep it real with you. My opinion on that whole shit is, I feel like anybody who's against what Marshawn Lynch said, you're going to make your child soft.
Soft.
And they might fucking be gay when they get older. Just to be honest. Yeah. And nothing against gay people. I have no quarrels against gays or transgender, lesbians, any of that. But what I'm saying is,
we go.
What I'm saying, no, but look, listen. What I'm saying is, if your son cannot accept critique or criticism,
right,
at the age of nine, when they get 16, then 18. And then 21, and then at 25, it's just going to continue.
Right.
And in the workplace, look.
They're going to be working at Burger King at 32.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something.
Absolutely.
Let me tell you something. Senior year, opening game. I think we playing Weldon. We playing Weldon, and they just running that fucker up the middle. Coach pulled me off to the side. Me and the other D-tackle, he said, y'all are two cotton candy fat son of a bitches. Go sit over there.
That to you last week.
And I see my mama in the stands scrapping like, sit this fat ass on the bench, coach. She already cheering you.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. Between my mom and my dad, bro, like, they was no nonsense, bro. Whether it was in the classroom or in the... on the fucking practice field. Like, if my teacher cussed me out and I came home and told my dad that,
what
or
you
my
do?
Mom that, they going to want to know the background.
Yeah.
And if I was wrong, they going to say,
all
right, you was fucking wrong, and then they going to beat the fuck out of you. You know what I mean?
So I got two things to say about that.
Yeah.
So I have a little sister that's 11.
Okay.
So, and I feel like she's coddled by her mom a little bit. I love her mom to death, but I just feel like, because it's a different generation now, they're coddled a lot different than
absolutely
we were.
Absolutely.
So when she gets in trouble, her mom comes to me like, because pretty much I'm like her father figure. She's like, this happened at school. And pretty much I feel like the blame is never put on my sister.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mindset, me being the troubled teen that I was, I'm like, what did she do? And I asked her, like, when she hits me up, like, she'd be like, this and this happened, bro. What'd you do? I ain't do nothing. I said, I know you. You run your fucking mouth.
Bullshit, yeah.
Exactly. You met her. Yeah. You know how she is. Yeah. She runs her fucking mouth.
Yeah.
Mayanna talk shit.
Yeah. Love her to death. Most intelligent kid I know.
But you know your sister.
I know her.
Absolutely.
And then another thing I want to say is, who do these parents think they, my bad, was putting their foot... football camp they think they was putting their
kids in? It's fucking Marshawn Lynch. It's not Peyton Manning. Yeah,
bro. Exactly.
Marshawn Lynch ran a touchdown, jumped in the end zone
and grabbed his dick.
And what does that mean? Hold my dick.
Yeah.
Hold
my dick. Come on now.
You knew where that little fucker was going.
Yeah, right. I don't think they did. These white men, I don't think they did.
But to be real, like, I respect the fuck out the fact that Marshawn Lynch was like, is there a man present with you?
Because he wanted them to understand.
Absolutely. Because shit like that, a woman wouldn't understand. All they think is, oh, you talking to my baby all crazy right. and well, shit like that.
And think what? About you being a parent and Matt, not saying because Blake probably wouldn't play football, but let's just say she's
playing basketball or something.
Basketball, yeah. And that happened.
Yeah.
If Kariba was there, that's what's happening.
Right, absolutely.
If
so
you there,
if I'm there and I'm witnessing, okay, Blake, you bullshitting in your layup line. Stepping. You out there half step. Yeah, you out there bullshitting. Mm-hmm. Look, I want my child to be able to be coached.
Right.
And whatever the coach lacks at, I'm gonna make up for that shit. Like,
I think that's why we're all successful at this table.
Yeah, like we're whatever the coach feels like he can't say. I'm gonna make sure Blake knows. Like, look, you fucking up, and it ain't no time to be pussyfooting around this shit. You need to take care of business.
You can't coach a kid. You can't give a kid criticism. How do you expect they're gonna act in a workplace?
So,
absolutely,
you know what
so,
I mean.
Absolutely.
Like, here's the thing, parents, you gotta stop being friends with your kids.
Right.
You have to stop. Absolutely. You know they are not. Them. They aren't old enough to make decisions.
They got treated rough as a kid, so they
yeah.
Try to
so
make
they
up
yeah.
Parents treated
no.
That is very true. And, that is true though.
And then you got to look at yourself as a member of society. My parents were rough on me, and I'm good in society. But you ain't like it. You're
right.
not going to
right.
like it.
You're not
at all.
You're
right.
not.
Yeah.
But it's what's best for you. You can't let your kids
like,
come out here and make decisions for you.
Right? The only thing I disagree with, I do feel like I can be a friend to Blake. But before being a friend, I'm going to be a parent.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm going to discipline. But at the same time, me and Blake, we going to have fun.
Because if not, she got us. And if she let us be her friend.
If you let
yeah,
your
yeah,
daughter.
Yeah,
you
it's
let,
a wrap.
So
I gotta let her know, like, look.
She already spoiled.
Your Uncle Justin and your Uncle Chad, they're going to spoil you. And
they're going to let you do whatever you want.
Yeah. So I got to reel you back in. But we're going to have fun together, too. But more. Above everything else, I'm your fucking father.
Right.
And I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your daddy.
Right.
But we're going to have fun, too.
I'm going to be Uncle Daddy. But anyway.
This nigga stupid.
A quick story to explain like how Marshawn Lynch was so. It was a video service like last year. And it was so funny to me. And it explains who Marshawn Lynch is. So, he had that show where he would just do shit that he wouldn't normally do.
Yeah.
So he talked to a
white
woman.
Like bungee jumping shit.
Right. He talked to this white woman. They was like, you know, what should we do next? And the white woman was like, let's play tennis with Serena Williams. He said, I ain't playing no goddamn tennis with Serena Williams. She said, why? Because she's pregnant. He said, no, nigga, it's Serena Williams. It is a white woman. You know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, no, nigga, it's Serena Williams. He said that just like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you've seen videos like that of Marshawn Lynch, you know what you're getting yourself into.
Absolutely.
Putting your kid in his football
camp. Like, so, I feel like...
He is an all-pro
icon.
Football player.
Yeah.
A Super Bowl winner.
I feel like if my...
Well,
if I had...
He didn't win that second win.
I said, hey, this, Super...
Yeah.
Look, and he would have won
it. His fault.
But look,
yeah,
it wasn't. But I feel like if I had a son and my son wasn't tough enough, Marshawn Lynch would be the camp that I send my son
or
to.
Somebody
either
like
him or Mike Tyson. Like, either way.
When you say... I got a question.
Tyson is
going
to
kill
your son.
When you say your son isn't tough enough, you mean like if your son is gay? Like, what do you...
No.
What do you mean?
That's not what he means.
That's not what I mean. That's not what I mean.
I really wish y'all could see him dance.
Hey, yo.
Move the camera around.
If Apple and Spotify cancel us, we going to SoundCloud. Man. SoundCloud link in my bio.
Like, I just feel like, man, these days, like, parents are scared to discipline their kids.
And, you know,
and I wish Blake would say, I'm going to call 911.
I beat Blake.
Let me call him for you. Yeah,
let me
get it ready.
The crazy thing is, I think me and MJ probably see it worse because we work in the public. No offense, but you know, I know what you do, but you don't work in the public as much. You probably deal with adults.
Right. I got a story for
you. You work somewhere where food is made. I work in the communications
company. I did a KW.
I got two.
That's crazy.
I got two instances. Okay.
I got two instances.
I got two anticipations.
Right, shout out to Trey Song. But I had a parent child acting crazy. Come on, no, blah, blah, blah. Well, I want this, I want that, blah, blah, blah. Okay, get it. Mm-hmm. And then I had another one was like, don't run in the store, you're going to fall. You're going to fall. And then the child fell and started crying.
Okay.
The parent looked at her.
My bad, bro.
The parent looked at the kid.
Damn.
Parent looked at me. Parent looked at me, looked at the kid. I was like, is he okay? Yeah, he's fine. Took him to the bathroom and wore him out. I promise on everything, I try to give her everything in her cart for free. Just because I don't see parenting like that.
You don't,
like,
bro.
If I
don't.
Say don't touch nothing, don't
hey,
touch
let me tell you something.
Nothing.
Let me tell you something. When I was growing up, I'm talking about growing up in Jamaica. Yeah, yeah. Anybody on my street.
Y'all ain't had.
Anybody on my street.
How long was that street?
Anybody on my street could whoop me if I did something wrong.
Exactly.
If they saw me doing something wrong,
exactly.
My ass is grass, they fucking me up, and when my mama get home, they gonna walk over and tell my mama, and my mama fucking me up. When my dad got home, my dad gonna tell my dad, and I'm getting fucked up again.
Your dad gonna tell your dad?
My mom gonna tell my dad.
Oh, okay.
Don't.
No, you
said
my dad.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
He got three fathers and one mother.
Hey, no, nah, I was just saying, like,
you know, he said it.
You know, same sex relationship.
I made one of the sickest jokes. Oh, or like made up the sick. I'm gonna let Justin tell the story of all time.
That nigga came home one day. He said, "Bro, somebody called me on the phone. I already got the phone." And that nigga said. I said, man, my mama on the phone. Let me call you back. Dad, mama died a year before that. I'm like,
bruh,
you gotta be something wrong with you.
Bruh, that's,
or
that's,
wrong with
that's
you
how answer. That's how I cope.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny?
That's how I cope, bro.
Well, you know what's funny? I laugh my ass off.
I think I'm not
gonna lie to you, chat.
Bro, the nigga was like, really, bro? Come on.
I'm not gonna lie to you. As a former cop, like, I had to find coping mechanisms as well. And the thing is, with me, it was laughter and jokes.
Comic relief.
Yeah, right, so man. So you see a nigga laid out and stretched out on the goddamn street, dead. He's like, goddamn, nigga tongue out? What the fuck was he doing? You know what I mean? Like you know what I mean? So I get it, bro. Like,
but see, like with me, my dad died on my 18th birthday.
Right.
So my coping mechanism is every year I spend my birthday with y'all. So yeah. Like this past year, this is, y'all never told y'all this. Like I had a fucked up birthday because my birthday fell on a Monday, so y'all were at work. So I literally, like that whole Monday, I was depressed. You know what I mean? Because I had nobody to be with. You know what I'm saying? Because every year I spend it with y'all, we have fun, fuck up shit. It'd be Monday, we
back
at
work. Yeah.
This year, we fucked up the whole weekend. Monday came, I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I go to see my bitch at the time. She's just like, oh yeah, dang. You know, she was sick, so it was like, it just wasn't the same. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's like being with my niggas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
the flu crazy.
you look like Michael Jordan flu game. Like,
come on,
and he went off that game too.
Yeah.
But look, like
he look easy.
Black, move on.
It's good combo, bro. I feel like this is a great episode.
At the end of the day, be the parent and not the friend.
Absolutely.
Right.
Parenting comes first.
Man, fuck them kids, man.
And Michael Jordan, man.
Listen, I'm not going to lie to you.
If you need it, I'm going to send it to you.
I'm not going to lie to you. I am a softy when it comes to my daughter, primarily because she's a girl.
I can't wait to see my wife
but,
fuck them kids. That
but look.
We got.
At the same time,
they're gonna be paying $850 a month.
And look, at the same time, I will pluck the fuck out of Blake when she acting up, bro. My daughter, she's kind of thick. You know what I mean? Not see. I knew y'all niggas was gonna laugh.
She two.
What I'm saying is, bro. Like she got. She got big thighs, bro. Like,
she
for her age.
She bow-legged in the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. So, like, I'd be like...
This nigga black crazy.
No, listen. I'd be thinking, like, where the fuck can I goddamn get her ass at where ain't nobody gonna see, you know, or it ain't gonna be no issue.
Hey, stop, because you borderline beast, right?
Nah, but, bro, I plucked the fuck out of her thighs,
bro. I can see Social Security coming in right now.
Bro, and they can't raise my daughter better than I can.
Nah,
And I slapped him.
I can see the foster care system taking a nap.
But real shit, bro, I think in 2019, bro, discipline
is you can't do that now.
You can't.
You can barely fuck now without getting in trouble. 90% of fucking is rape. Anyway,
Next topic. Is rape where you catching the STD, but
that's there's pills for that. But go ahead.
I'd rather
catch the STD. But, and I don't need a rape charge.
I'm gonna let y'all go ahead and get y'all laughed out of the way. Because the next topic kind of resonates, and I never went through anything like this, but I can only imagine. So I kind of want to talk on the mass shootings that have occurred last week or a week before in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio. So.
Do we ever look and make sure it was the both at Walmart?
Anybody looking? Can you tell me if it was at both of them at Walmart?
I know the second was at Walmart. I'm pretty sure one was at Walmart.
I think the other one was at Walmart.
Either way, they both took place at shopping centers.
Right.
And so we know women love to shop. D.L. Hughley said that shit, I think. Oh, no, Chris Rock. It was, women love to shop. Yeah.
D Black,
Chris Rock. The fact that I'm mentioning them niggas, and I'm not even funny.
Justin, what's the nigga name Dave Chappelle used to play?
Tyrone Biggums.
Tyrone Biggums, they all the same nigga. Yeah. Wow. D Black, Chris Rock,
Tyrone Biggums. Yeah. So look. So those mass shootings, I'm gonna tell you from a parent and, you know, someone that's in a relationship with their child's mother perspective. I'm in the military, y'all know that. So it's not, it's like I can never always be there for my girl and my daughter. So when I hear of a mass shooting happening at a Walmart, it kind of puts me in a space where, damn, I can never always be there to protect my family. Like, my woman loves shopping at Target. I hope nothing ever happens at any Targets, because my girl loves Target. You know what I mean?
It's too many white people, and two, the prices is too high.
But to me, I look at it like, if a mass shooting can happen at a Walmart, that shit can happen anywhere.
They knew Mexicans was going to be at
Walmart. So, I'm just saying,
did you know that the second nigga that El Paso said he was aiming for Mexicans?
Which is fucked up.
It's very fucked up.
So, very fucked up.
Okay.
But my thing is, like, it put me in a space, and that Monday, I actually was going through it, and I even posted something on Facebook. And I was just going through it because it made me realize, like, I'll never always be able to be there for my family because of the career field that I chose before I had a family. You know what I'm saying? So it just put me in a space where I just worried. And my anxiety, like, went through the roof just reading and hearing about the different opinions and different storylines from that incident. So, like, with these mass shootings, man, it's ridiculous. And it's kind of like, I feel like, going into a totally different subject, but I just got to get this shit off my chest. It kind of feel like, you know, the folks that
come out the closet.
The folks that are running for president on the Democratic side, to me, it kind of felt like they were trying to make that shit about Trump, where it's more than that. It's more about fucking gun laws and shit. Right. So
now I feel you.
So just give me y'all opinions on how y'all feel about those mass shootings and shit.
Hold on, before I even start, I do want to say this.
Prayers go out to those families affected.
Every single one of them.
Absolutely.
Every single one of them.
I want Chad to go first,
please.
I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to make you mad.
We let off both the other topics. It's your turn.
I mean, if Please let's not try to bring race into this.
Why?
Because I feel like
I just feel the. Why? I can already.
Why? I'm not going to talk race because I know how mean you go.
I can already slice like.
So this has nothing to do with race.
It does. I mean, the nigga obviously. I'm just saying. Let's not think about the race of the person that committed the crime.
What's that old bitch name from Golden Girls?
Betty White.
That's the first thing I thought when the shit happened. Betty White. Like, you know what I mean? Like.
Either way, that's not
where you're going.
Where are you going? Sorry,
I know where he's going, but
that's really not the angle.
Where are you trying to like?
This is about to go political. This is going political.
My angle is, as y'all know, I'm an avid fan of guns, like
and Republicans. Yeah.
I'm just an avid fan of guns. My thing is when niggas go out here and do goofy ass shit. Like that, mm-hmm. You know, senseless acts like that of violence, of especially gun violence. You know what I mean? Like, you are fucking up the second for every American.
The Second Amendment.
Right.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to think about the amendments. It's the reason those amendments are in place. It's the reason the first 10 amendments are the first 10 amendments. Right?
Right.
So when you go out there and you choose, you know, a particular type of gun to go out and do some stupid ass shit like this, bro, like the shit is sickening. The shit is extremely sickening, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like, yes, there needs to be more vetting behind who is allowed to have a gun and who isn't.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm not saying for them to ban guns. I don't want to ban. We shouldn't ban guns.
I agree.
I feel like guns 100% are.
Need guns now.
Yeah, guns are absolutely important, and I feel like every black man in America should rightfully own some form of gun.
Go get it legally.
Because as black men out here, we can't be caught lacking. Now you also have to understand when it is. Right, there we go. Like, you can't get mad because the nigga, like, took your parking spot and decided you're going to pistol whip the nigga and put one in his chest. Right.
As an advocate of what you're saying, there was a story in Houston, like, a couple days ago where somebody ran somebody off the road, knocked them off the road, shot the people in the car, but when they came back, somebody who legally owned a pistol started shooting back because the person, so let's just say the other person's over there and the guy who's shooting first comes in and just looks this way. He started busting because he's like, man, you ain't gonna kill me today in traffic. You know what I mean?
I kind of feel him on it.
That's what I'm saying. That's the perfect opportunity to protect your goddamn self. That's where I'm like, I get what you're saying.
Like,
so, like, it probably would have worked out for somebody in El Paso, God rest their souls. If they would have had that, you know, that shit not really allowed in Walmart.
Funny enough,
it's not allowed in Walmart.
A black, I want to say he might have been National Guard or Army.
Yeah.
He was actually able to save a few kids because he had a weapon. He had a concealed weapon on him, and he was able to use it against the attacker to lure him off.
Shout out to him. So I'm
going to be honest with you.
Underscore buddy love.
On my perspective of that, it all depends on. If I was in that situation, if I was by myself, I would probably try to engage that shooter and try to save as many folks as I could. But I'm not going to lie to you. If I'm with my family, if I'm with my girl and my daughter, I'm trying to protect my family. Not even to try to sound insensitive or anything. Rest in like peace. That.
Fuck them kids.
Self-preservation.
self-preservation. Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try to protect, like, if the shooting is happening in front of Walmart and me and my family is in the back of Walmart.
You getting them out.
We're going to hide or we're going to find an exit in the back of Walmart and we're going to get the fuck up out of there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just feel like, man, it's a very unfortunate situation because the way shit is going is like, you can be anywhere. And you constantly got to think about.
Do y'all not think about it?
Bruh, like, I'm going to be real with you. When I was a police officer, yes, because they ingrained that shit in me.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell if they ever put out a Wakanda 2, I'm not going.
I'm going to tell you.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. when I say Wakanda 2.
You like Fat Panther.
Yeah. But I ain't going. I mean, you remember the nigga that aired out Batman, like...
Yeah, Dark Knight, yeah.
Like... Bro, and I feel like that's only because Batman's suit was black while he did that shit.
And that could have been the reason, bro, but the shit, is sickening,
you
bro.
You know what fucked me up the most? That shit happened less than 24 hours between each other.
Yeah, the two shooters, right? Yeah,
El Paso and Ohio.
Yeah, let's not forget about the Dayton shit.
I was confused.
I'm not going to lie to you. Look, the Dayton shooting, that shit fucked me up too because the police responded in less than 3 minutes and it was already 9 people dead.
And ended up being more, right?
Yeah. Because and I'm like, yeah, I'm like, so, God, so this was damn, funny, man.
So my homegirl, she works at Walmart, and she was saying, yeah, we wore black today for the dating shit. That's how I knew he was in Walmart. And then she was like, yeah, that shit crazy. This other shit happened. I said, yeah, the dating shit, right? She said, nah. Shit just happened in El Paso about an hour or two ago. I said, God damn.
And I think this shit in El Paso got out quicker because it was more casualties than it was.
It was
in
like
Dayton.
22, 23.
Yeah, bro. Like, and this shit steady going up because you got motherfuckers in ICU that are dying.
To piggyback on what you said, you said the cops responded in 3 minutes.
Less than 3 minutes,
and,
bro.
And it was already 9 people dead. Right?
Yeah.
So, to talk about this two-gun competition I did today. So you gotta understand that most of these niggas are tactically trained, mm-hmm. right?
Navy
they
SEALs.
They are tactically trained.
Navy
think about
SEALs.
It. Think
ex-Navy
about
SEALs. What else was in
hold
their
on.
Chain?
Yeah, I mean, ex-Navy SEALs, like ex-fucking Ranger niggas, like ex-long gunmen that went to Iraq. Like,
niggas
these are niggas
experience.
I was competing against, right?
Yeah.
But you also had to think.
You thought you
were
weird.
Yeah, I did. Like, you have to think, bro, that we had one round where, you know, you fired 32 rounds out of an AR, and then another, you know, 18 rounds. So obviously there's mag changes.
Right.
And niggas is clearing that stage in 40 seconds, bro. And you have 18 targets you gotta hit.
Yeah.
2 rounds on every target.
Yeah.
Bro, like that's 18 niggas that's being blown away.
Yeah, in 40 seconds.
In 40 seconds. 40 so seconds. Cops take 3 minutes to respond. That ain't gonna do shit.
You right,
bro. A nigga that has the right training and know how to use these weapons, bro, is wiping 50 niggas out in 30 seconds.
You're absolutely right.
Right.
I can't debate
which
that.
Is why I say, like, for niggas, like, if you're going to own a gun, like, I feel like, you know, you have to take some kind of psychological screening. You know what I mean? I hate to say it, but I feel like niggas need to be drug tested.
Beef.
Yeah.
I'm being real.
They need to be mentally evaluated.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I'm being real. Like, because you don't know. And me and MJ was having this conversation earlier before y'all even got here.
Yeah.
We were saying, you know, obviously something. We were talking about the fact that anybody can be pushed to be a killer. Anybody 100%. Can be. Some niggas don't have the natural instinct to kill. But that same nigga that don't have that natural instinct to kill can be pushed to a limit where he will kill him.
We have all the time.
Didn't J. Cole say some shit like that?
Tupac said it.
Everybody is a killer until they provoke.
Hey, Tupac said
it. I ain't a killer,
it,
but don't fucking push me.
Yeah.
Like, bro, everybody can be pushed
to that
point.
Now you're trying to be funny. We all said if we ask a bitch to marry us and she say no, everybody did.
Yeah, El Paso.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
I see.
Somebody, I ain't saying they did, but they gotta get beat up.
Yeah, no, but like, but that's what I'm saying. Every like, bro,
you ain't gonna remember.
I gotta change my name and move
like,
to like Guatemala or something.
On some real shit.
We gotta
mama,
stay here though.
My mom knows me better than anybody in this world,
and she should.
And my mom doesn't want me to have a gun. Even y'all know this.
I don't
want to
have a gun.
She don't want me to have one because she already know what can happen.
I don't think you should have a gun because of your temper.
Yeah, I don't think
you should. And my mom
like,
knows that.
You are not level-headed enough to have a gun.
No matter how good your haircut is.
I appreciate that.
You're bisexual.
But like,
you admiring this nigga on live TV.
Yeah, I appreciate it. He said it earlier too. Like, bro, your haircut nice today.
His hairline ain't there, but his haircut nice.
What y'all say the nigga got that poodle hair?
It's in Rottweiler.
Most of real shit. I remember 4 years ago, my brother got shot. Point blank range with a 4-5, right?
Damn.
Real shit. And first thing I thought, let me call my cousin.
Who also gonna probably go shoot somebody.
You talking about Dwayne? I know he a real nigga, and that's just respect. I ain't mean to put him out there.
The nigga came home because that's back when me and him was living together.
Yeah. No, it was a couple months after that.
But the nigga hit me. He was like, "This was going on." And I really had to talk myself out of doing some dumbass shit. I think I asked a nigga. I said, "We trying to ride? What we doing?" Like, I really had to sit there and reevaluate the situation. Think about the repercussions that's gonna come from this.
Yeah.
But you got to think, like, in that instance, you're gonna be thinking emotional, and that's that trip. Yeah.
I'm not even gonna lie to you. I think emotionally a lot.
Yeah.
But I think for the most part, I am logical. I do think when it comes to acting, I am logical.
Yeah.
But I will say this. If anything 35. Was to happen to my brother, Deshaun Jamal Jackson, mm-hmm. The logical thinking is out of the window.
And that's what my
I'm just being real.
I want you to understand. I would do
anything for my brother. I don't care what it is, bro. Like real shit. I don't care what it is. I would do anything for that nigga.
You say that right now. You will, MJ, and you would probably do anything for niggas at this table too.
MJ, it's four people that. No, it's even more than that.
I'm saying in the heat of the moment, if somebody said, yo, Justin got blah, 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 nigga, you out there.
I'm out. I'm hey, out.
Blah, blah, blah,
I'm
blah, out. Blah, blah,
and that's what you I'm saying.
I'm out. I'm not even, it's no yeah, thought.
You not thinking. It's no thought. No, it's not, and that's what I'm blank, saying. Blank, like,
blank, it's no blank. Thought.
You don't know if, what if, your if, breaking if, point
if,
is.
If Justin was to call me tomorrow night and be like, look, Chad was out wherever, and so and so happened, and these the niggas that did it, and we knew where these niggas was at. Or it's no question to put things into perspective.
Justin went somewhere that was his first time going there. It was a sketch. I mean, I don't know if it was a sketch ass area, but the nigga sent me his location, bro. Nigga sent me his location. He said, "This is where I'm at." I said, "Nigga, I don't give a fuck if it's 4 o'clock in the morning."
Right.
You call me.
Right.
Because I'm on the way. OT. Right. OT dub.
OT dub.
OT dub.
On the way.
More context for when my brother got shot. So my mom wakes me up at 3 in the morning and says, "We got to go to the hospital." I said, "What's going on?" She said, "Your grandma called me and said, Ollie's there. We got to go." It's pouring rain. I'm driving 80 miles an hour. Like, what's up? We get there. My grandma says, "Such and such shot Ollie. He's back there. They're trying to treat him."
And you knew the person,
right? My knees gave up.
Nah, bro.
You know what I mean? I fell out, bro. Because I knew who it was. Because
you a big nigga. But go ahead.
Don't disrespect me. I'm not Chad. But either way, so what happened was, I then called my cousin. Mind you, it's 4 a.m.
Right.
I called my cousin. I'm like, "Bro, this happened. This happened. What's up?"
Right.
My cousin said, You already know what it is. You know what I mean?
Right.
He meet me at 11 a.m. My grandma, y'all know her.
I love you, grandma. By the way.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, your grandma is my grandma. Right. Real shit.
And vice versa. Of course, you know her.
Yeah.
And my grandma don't play shit. My grandma had to stop me and Wayne, like, "We already know what y'all about. If we don't need to lose 3 of y'all today." Not like, she know we won't die, but she's saying... But
it makes sense what she was trying to say.
Something would have happened. You would have been in jail or something happened to you. Yeah.
Right. And so, because y'all know both our temples. Wayne's worse than mine. And y'all think I'm bad.
You're horrible.
Exactly. And Wayne worse. Wayne type of nigga. His son...
Shout out to Wayne.
Wayne ready to ride on 15-year-olds. Wayne like... They's like, "Yeah, I'm a blood. I'm big homie. Ask your big homie about me." You know what I'm saying? So leave him the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? Now, we were talking earlier about Crazy Raleigh niggas.
Yeah.
Crazy Raleigh nigga. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. When it comes to, I get why my mom said you don't need some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's not, I don't have anything like mentally wrong with me. Like,
None of us do. Not me. He ain't go see nobody. But something wrong with you. But like y'all said earlier, everybody is a killer when they push to that point.
And like I said, it's a few niggas
in my circle who, if you push me to that point, like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make you feel the pain that I'm feeling for whatever you did to that person that I feel close to. And that's real, bro.
Right.
That's real.
Even but look, if you go out with me that night, you did. Like, somebody did fucking with you. You know I'm fucking with you. Anyway.
But I, cause like,
y'all be at parties and y'all niggas be taking jewelry off, ready to fight me. That's mainly because I'm backed up,
and I just feel like if I can't get a nut off, I gotta slap a nigga.
Hey, look,
I got boys, to slap a nigga. Boys, open hand.
The boys is about to toss the owner of the club over the balcony because he was in the
city. No. That's not the boys. That's Justin. That's Justin.
And Chad talking about some. Let me take my stuff.
But look, Tony was in the corner taking his earrings out.
Boy,
look. Tony was in the corner. I said, "What this nigga get Vaseline for?"
Right.
That nigga putting Vaseline up. But look. On another subject, so you know we always gotta touch a relationship topic. We always gotta touch a relationship topic. There you go.
Is there a woman there in there?
It's not.
Is there a woman on my life? This is for you. It's not about you.
Man.
No, I'm saying I want them to interact.
But I just want you to know it's not about you.
Either woman.
Okay. So look, the question that I pose is: can you have a friend of the opposite sex while you're in a relationship?
Yes.
Why or why not? MJ.
Okay. So I need to know the dynamics of the relationship, the friendship. So if this is your friend, did y'all sleep together before? Did you like him before? Did he like you? Like if he likes you, you can't be friends.
So it's variables that play into that.
Yeah. I don't mind you having friends. I got to meet the nigga. I got to see the nigga, but I got to know the history behind it. It's okay. Like, I'm not going to say, cut every dude you know off.
Okay.
Just because we're in a relationship. I got to know the dynamics and the history.
Of your relationship with that guy. Yeah.
I'm not going to say I'm best friends with a nigga, but he might know you better than I do. And
so,
like,
so let me ask you this. If it was on some shit like, This dude that I call my friend, he knows me better than any other man has ever known me. We've had sex one time.
Listen. I think what he's trying to say is,
I'm not talking about him.
No, I'm not. I'm with y'all. What he's trying to say is,
I'm not.
He's friends with my girl.
Boy, my heart.
But they had sex.
No.
Is that what you were trying to say?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Bro, you said.
No, listen.
You fucked the man?
No, listen.
That's what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying. Listen. Chill. What I'm saying is.
Try anything.
This is a scenario.
You're talking about your woman saying this.
Scenario based. Your woman, you're in a relationship, okay? She has a best friend. That's a male.
Mm-hmm.
They slept together one time.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about that?
Okay. I'm not going to get mad at it.
Okay.
For the simple fact is, it happened before me. Now, is it still happening? And were you honest and upfront about it?
Let's say she was.
Okay, I can't get mad at it. And okay. I'm going to talk to him like, yo, I know whatever XYZ, XYZ, it's got to be done. I mean, it's over.
Yeah, it's done.
I'm not having a conversation about that.
So,
nigga, we don't need to talk about that. It's over, nigga.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. Okay. Like,
so,
and then, like.
Hold on. I know.
But, like.
Yeah, he is.
Before.
I just fucked two bitches. Whatever, man. Go ahead.
Who you talking about? D-Black? Oh, you talking about D-Black?
No, I'm talking about Justin.
Jaden.
Shout out to Jaden.
Twice. Yeah.
Anyway. But just wrap up your point.
But I'm not... I'm not gonna get mad at her for having a friend
outside of your relationship.
Outside of the relationship, but
even if she had sex with him,
I'm not gonna get mad.
Okay, Shizzy.
When did sex get brought up?
I think he's trying to go to the extreme. Okay. Like,
I'm just trying to get on the same page.
He's trying to go to the extreme.
I mean, my girl has male friends, right? I don't get mad at it, and the reason I can't get mad at it is because I have female friends.
Okay,
that I communicate with as well. You know, hold on.
Okay, all right. Like you ain't just now, say one, he was one, gonna beat her daddy now, if he was here by.
No, one thing I will say is, one thing I will say is her male friends ain't gonna be in here in this house if I ain't here.
Oh, 100%,
and vice versa, right?
And vice versa, yes.
Your male friends ain't gonna be here while she gone.
No, they are.
I can come here.
Yeah,
no, like, he can come here.
Yeah, because you.
And that's just a respect thing.
You ain't his type. That's why.
MJ, please. that's just a respect thing, right? So, you know, she can have male friends. Now, if this male friend calls her at, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning,
if her male friend calls her
at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm stranded on 40 or something.
Uber. Go ahead and Uber.
He out in the drive.
Go ahead and Uber.
Am I late? No. No.
And so here's my thing. Can I ask you a question? So what if, so my ex is both our friends, right?
Right.
If Danny calls you at 3 a.m., do you think?
No. But the difference is he was friends with Danny before she dated you.
Right.
Right.
Here's my point. So how can you be mad at a nigga that was her friend before she even met you?
No, he already.
No, I'm with Justin. It's going to be a natural double standard. I'm sorry.
It's a natural. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
So the thing is,
if your ex calls me, so granted, you know, you got with her technically because of me, right? And our friendship, right?
I'm just gonna have to deal
with that argument afterwards, whatever. And it might not even be an argument because she knows one. This friend has nobody here but me and Justin.
Right.
Nobody.
Okay. Right? And Justin probably left for that.
No, I do honestly think that me and Justin would go to the rescue. You know, or Justin would probably hit me like, yo, I got it.
I left her there. Go get it. No, it's different.
Because they're actually like still very good friends.
We tried the relationship shit, it didn't work out. We're very good friends.
You ain't. That's all that matters.
My thing is, and here's my...
We're all about embarrassing each other.
Yeah, like, my issue is, so I just can't be mad. Even if sex was involved, I just can't come in between something that was there before I was there.
Right.
That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
But only because of the double standard that I have female best friends that's been there since I was 12.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nina and Kristen have been there since I was 12. I'm 30 years old. You know what I'm saying?
32.
Don't disrespect me. But that's what I'm saying. You're not going to come between that, so I won't come in between what you have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like I said, I get what you're saying. There's a natural double standard.
It is.
But
it is.
I'm not saying you can't be cool with niggas you fucked previously. But y'all ain't gonna be on no best friend.
But see, like, me and them never had like a sexual connection. Me and Danny, because we were together, had a sexual connection. So my only issue is I can see why some women would have an issue with it, but Danny's not going nowhere. Cause that's my dog.
What about that sexual connection though? Isn't that gonna Are you going to be able to, once you find somebody you want to settle down with, are you going to be able to properly sever those sexual ties?
Yes. Ooh. Yes, I just did.
If you care enough about the person,
I just did. Yes. And I cared about that person somewhat for 5 months.
Somewhat
enough to where I cut that out for 5 months.
Right. I'm going to tell you like this. My personal opinion on that. If one of my ladies' male friends called her at 3 o'clock.
How many bitches you got?
Well, you ain't in trouble.
Okay, okay.
No, listen.
Hey, I hope your lady don't listen to this one.
Listen. That's not what I'm saying. If my lady, if one of her male friends called her at 3 o'clock in the morning and was like, look, I'm drunk. If I drive, I know I'm going to get DUI.
You going with her.
I'm driving.
No, want to pick him up.
I'm driving.
Hey, he drunk. He drunk. Stay in your car. Sober up.
No,
here's a real question for everybody to say.
Yeah.
What if I call Kareem? What if I call Jelena?
It's the difference.
Whatever that nigga is, you fuck with. I've been sick of him trying, y'all.
No, but on a serious note.
If I call Kareem because I can't get in touch with you, I call Jelena because I can't get in touch with you.
It's different, though.
It's different, right?
It's different because y'all are like brothers. Right. We see each other.
I have no issue with that.
Right. Every week, we're together.
And the first thing you're going to say, where's Chad at? Where's Derek at? I called them both and they didn't answer.
Or I'm sorry I called you. I can't get in touch with Derek.
Right.
I can't get in touch
with
Chad.
But we talking about other niggas that were like, hey, such and such.
I don't know that nigga's name, but you know what nigga I'm talking about, the dark skin nigga.
The nigga you hit the other week.
What?
Hey, that's good.
Hey, what? What's up with him?
Bisexual. Me?
Yeah.
Hold on.
My dick lit on the internet and just me.
Hey, look. I'm going to tell you like this. If I screenshot this group chat we in,
we about to kick you out. But real shit. He's around for everything. No, not
Kareem a man.
Her man's like, how y'all my man.
Okay.
See?
I was going to say, who else she fucking with?
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Yeah.
Dark skin bro, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He was there for the birthday. He was there for Blake's first birthday.
What's his name?
That's her homeboy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
You know
what
I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't get mad at that because he was there before
you were there. Absolutely not.
Just like.
Absolutely not.
If I start dating a chick now, I can't come between.
You can't.
What they have,
you can't, bro.
Yeah, I agree.
And to me, I feel like
you can come between anything.
No, he cannot. Physically,
he can't.
Physically, he can't.
Physically, he can.
No,
I
physically,
come between the moonlight and the moonlight. Yeah. I'm rolling around with a gun today. God damn, boy!
I'm glad I changed.
Anyway,
I'd have had some choice words for you, buddy.
What's up, Rebecca?
You did say you'll kill me, or you'll shoot me, not kill me. What's going on, Black?
I just feel like when it comes to men and women having friends of the opposite
sex, it's a double standard.
It is. It absolutely is. Because no matter how comfortable I can make my woman feel,
she's
still going to feel some type of way about me having female friends.
Would you feel that type of way?
Absolutely.
In the back. Even if you don't show it, it might be in the back.
It'd be in the back of my mind. Like, because, you know, I'm like a nonchalant type nigga. Like,
why would it be in the back of your mind? If your woman has female friends.
Because I never...
Male friends. That's your insecurity.
No, that's because
you want to fuck your female friends.
No, not at all. Because to me, I'm a nonchalant type nigga.
Yeah.
So when it comes to shit like that, I'm never going to let a female see me sweat. Yes, absolutely.
You're the least nonchalant of us four.
I disagree.
I think you're the most...
Flamboyant.
No, that's him.
Not even flamboyant.
He put the hat on Bless. Bless and gay going.
Stop.
Black too. These niggas. I just feel like at
a Givens moment. Robin Givens? Yeah, it's Harry too. Well, look, I feel like you'll go off the wall in a heartbeat.
You mean kill something?
Yeah.
I know that. But I'm also...
For who?
His boyfriend.
Can we have a serious dialogue?
We are.
He's the one who said the other day he wanted a nigga to pull his beard. Anyway.
That is crazy.
Like,
goes to
we need to stop playing with each other, like, real talk.
And see, and this is what he's saying. This nigga is saying everything wild.
You said something about sucking dick around.
I'm going to name this episode Gay. Gay as fuck.
But for real, this is our last episode. I really appreciate y'all watching.
What the fuck?
You just got over like 2 weeks ago.
MJ, it don't matter. You ain't ending the show, nigga. Black, what's the
I
next
really
time?
I really appreciate y'all watching.
The last topic we got, bro. Man. Child support. How y'all feel about child support?
Put her on papers.
Fuck them kids.
Is that the last one?
That's the last one. That's the last time.
Fuck them goddamn kids. No, I'm playing.
Nah, he's serious.
Y'all owe him. Not the kids.
Fuck him.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
I was texting him the other day.
Have y'all seen that meme lately?
It's with Michael around. Jordan.
No,
MJ.
It's a meme of somebody's pay stub, and the nigga made like $2,000.
I ain't seen it.
It was a check stub, but the nigga made like $2,000 that month. But he had 4 support orders on it for like $200 a piece. So
yeah, what?
4 support orders for like $200 a piece. His check was $180.
Two of them kids, fuck.
No. Okay. Seriously.
I gotta pay bills, my best.
Seriously though. You don't put anybody in the system. If the nigga is taking care of the kids
and doing everything he can. It's a lot of niggas who not do.
I know. But that's okay, putting people in the system is the absolute last resort.
Last resort.
But if the nigga is doing his best, and you know he doing his best, don't try and put him on papers, because
females do that shit out of spite.
They
a
do.
Lot of
listen, listen, listen.
Okay.
Listen.
Did you? You see that?
Put
other
me
meme,
on
though?
Papers.
Hey, wow. You see?
Please.
You see? Hold on. You seen that other meme? The dude was giving his girl $350 a week, and she took him to court. Judge ordered him to pay $75
a month. Hold on.
That's why you said put your.
That's because that money was dirty.
$350 a week. Is $1,400 a month.
I'm surprised you do that, man.
Ain't nobody getting $1,400 a month unless they celebrity status or some shit.
But
like
here's
that.
The thing. That's what she get, though.
That's exactly what she get. So that's why the court should be the absolute last resort.
That nigga working Family Dollar slanging dope.
Maybe so.
I know a nigga right now. I'm not going to put his business out. He sells dope and he got a 9-to-5. So what he used to do is before he got his 9-to-5, he would go give his grandma the bread, give her the bread, write the check, send it in. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like cleaning money, pretty much.
It's money laundering.
Technically.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you who it is after we get off air.
Felonious Axe.
But anyway, but now he has a job, and now he don't have to deal with that.
Slanging cell phones.
No, never mind. I don't do that. But
I don't even know what it is.
I'll tell you after we get off this. But here's my thing though.
Tony.
Like, dude, Tony got a job. Every time I look on social media, Tony he here. On a goddamn school. He know what I'm talking about.
That nigga.
Hey, RIP. He
going to school. That nigga is security guard at Greenbrier.
RIP to that scooter.
Right. But child support, I come from a single parent household. My mom got child support for all the dads. About to put her business out, all three of us had different dads.
Yeah.
We all have a age gap between us.
Yeah.
So all of us, I'll be real, my mom, you picked the wrong niggas. I hate to say it. The worst niggas you possibly could.
It's reality.
I didn't meet my dad till I was 8. You know what I'm saying?
Are you your dad?
Am I my dad?
Yeah.
Like, as a nigga?
Yeah.
I'm way better than him.
Okay.
I hate to be I'm more of my mom than my dad.
Okay.
And you met her.
Yeah.
You met, You've even met my other siblings, and we're not our dad. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So
I was just asking. Yeah. One of your siblings. I'm asking because you ain't shit, but
I ain't shit, but I'm still way better than what my dad was.
Jesus Christ.
And rest in peace. Yeah. You know what I mean? But real talk though, I didn't meet him until I was 8, so I get why he was on child support. But the other two dads, I get why they me being the oldest kid and being pretty much the man of the house, I get why they was on child support. I still want to fuck them niggas up to this day. Like, and they don't fuck with me now because they know as an adult I fucked them up. You know what I'm saying?
So are your siblings?
My siblings' fathers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So they see me, they're nice as fuck because they know.
Hey, you're snap.
Ancient sweet.
I'll beat them the fuck
You'll
up.
You'll be in El Paso in a matter of seconds.
Right. That's fine.
R.I.P.
But
it's true.
But you know what I'm saying? So I get why women put men on child support. Men, start putting these bitches on child support too, okay? Do it. The court system is not built for you to win. It's not.
It's not.
And especially in a custody battle.
If you can win, go win.
America's for two people. America's for two people. You can go ahead right after this.
Women and white people.
Women and gay people.
We were about to make that a topic until we didn't. Listen, we didn't want to get canceled, you motherfuckers.
I'm going to tell you like this. I feel like if me and my woman.
You're a homophobe.
My girl didn't. If me and my girl, which is my child's mother, didn't work out, I feel like she would get way more out of me with me not being on child support than she would if I was.
100%.
Because I feel like if
I'm... Would you have that talk with her? If it came down to it?
Absolutely.
Like,
no. Absolutely. Because
don't have the talk. Don't have the talk. Let her be spiteful.
I'm gonna have to talk
and go shoot herself in the foot.
No, I'm going to have to talk because I want her to know from up jump. Like, look, this is what if we don't go through the court system, this is what I'm going to do.
But
XYZ
1, 2, 3. Yeah,
you know, and if she decides, okay, where
I used to do, bro, back in the day, bro.
And if she decides, look, I want my money when. Okay, cool. You got it.
So and you gonna end up with that $75.
Quick question for you, Derek. Yeah. Question for you. So you have given this thought.
Absolutely.
So you're
I would be foolish not to.
You're not optimistic about your relationship?
I am.
So why is this even a thought?
Why shouldn't it be?
It shouldn't even be something foreseeable. You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like
that shouldn't even be a what if.
I feel like if it wasn't a thought, I would be setting myself up for failure.
No, that's not true.
Listen.
About you cross that bridge when you get there?
No, hell no.
If you get there.
Hell no. If I was married already, then yes, I understand that. But I'm not married. I had a child out of wedlock. I did. If I was married already,
don't call Blake a bastard no more.
No,
no. I was leaning towards being on your side, but I got to side with Chad with this one, and it's fine. I usually don't. But you are saying, like, if you're looking like, yo, this might happen. That's 50% of your brain thinking this ain't gonna work.
You know,
then what you think is what you are. So it's.
With you being on Chad's side, I'm gonna be on Derek's side because
you on everybody's side.
I'm not.
You are.
Listen,
you a big nigga.
Chad can lie on this podcast if he wants to.
Don't.
But he can't tell me that he has not thought about if him and his partner didn't work out.
Yeah,
how funny. Shit was gonna go. I'm sorry.
I mean, what are you talking about specifically?
Yeah, your partner. If Shorty
was to leave you today,
yeah,
you, tell me you have not thought about how shit was gonna get done, how shit was gonna get paid, and how shit was gonna go from this point forward.
I made sure I put myself in a position to where if that were to happen,
I think he started killing people.
So
I don't.
So what's wrong with me thinking the way that I think?
That's different though.
How?
It is
how?
Yeah, can I explain what he's doing.
Okay. Two on two.
He's being a realist.
Shout out to I'm being a realist, bro.
Like,
he's being a realist. He's thinking. So I'm the type. So we I think we had this conversation like a couple weeks ago where we have issues where me and you talked about it last week, actually. Me and you said we go off the deep end first and have to reel ourselves back in.
All three of y'all said it.
No. Yeah. I was the opposite.
No, you are benefit of the doubt, and y'all are okay.
So exactly. So with me, I'm like, this could really happen because this is really what the world is like, and that's all Derek is doing for the first time in his life.
That's all I'm saying. All
right, so I'm a make a mean left on you, MJ.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with Derek.
Okay.
I'm playing. I looked at Justin and I said, I'm a fuck black up.
I just wanted to see
his thought process. Yeah. Right. But I agree with Derek. Like, and I'm always 10 steps ahead of you. Like, mm-hmm.
But also, what did I tell you? What did I tell y'all before this podcast came on? You can't live like that.
You can't. But at the same time, I feel like
that you can, is that you shouldn't. But you shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
You
shouldn't.
But the reason why I say that is because you can't be scared of everything. You just gotta live in the moment. Fuck bitches, get money.
Black.
He's drinking 40s. So he hurt.
Hey, this nigga brought 240 ounces over here
with a crackhead hat. It's crazy, bro. Damn.
Derek obviously thought MJ was gonna shake ass.
This is why we gonna get canceled. Because it's gonna be a lot of violence. No, it's gonna be a death.
But real shit. Why else would you bring 240 ounces over here?
Bro, hey. I bought 240 ounces because
you stressed out.
You should never forget where you came from.
Okay.
Hey, look.
If that was the case, I'd have bought two OEs. This nigga brought Miller highlights. This is a huge beer.
The OE is coming 42 ounces. I ain't need them extra two.
Hey, look, I ain't never forgot where I came from. Lewis Bridge and Day I Die. But that's why was you out here?
Two for 350.
That's all that I was 2 for $3.50?
Yeah.
I ain't blaming that.
Yeah. Could it,
that Henny bottle was 40, that Douce bottle was 50.
Ice House, at least. I mean,
Ice House.
Hey,
Ice House. If we gonna do 40s, we gonna do the 40s with cocaine. Justin. Like,
Justin, long as he ain't show up with the blue bull on the front.
Oh, he a problem.
That Schlitz.
That's yours.
As long as he ain't show up with them junk.
If you ever show up with a Magnum 2020, I beat your motherfucking
look,
ass.
All I'm saying is, I refuse to believe that Kariba isn't thinking about if shit don't work out, this is what I'm going to do. So why is it wrong for me to think if shit don't work out, this is what I'm going to do?
You're absolutely right, bro.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. You're absolutely right.
Bro, I want you to be a realist. That's what I was trying to tell you before we started this. You can't. And this is not to bring up what we talked about. We always talk about stuff off air because as brothers, we have these conversations because we're four intelligent niggas that a lot of people don't see it because they think we're supposed to be funny all the time. We're supposed to be, you know, laughing, joking. But we have these conversations. We have these conversations where we tell each other, here's my opinion. You know what I mean? This is what you need to hear.
We really do not agree.
That is my biggest pet peeve.
We really don't agree.
Nobody takes me serious, bro.
And so that's why I'm single. Nobody takes me serious. Because they don't see, they see daddy now.
They don't know you're vulnerable.
Yeah, they don't know I'm vulnerable. Like, they don't know I can really bring something
positive. They don't know you need a shoulder sometimes to cry on.
And that's not even with relationships. That's just people, period.
Yeah.
People, period, think daddy's supposed to be there to save them.
When you talk to you about yourself,
and then when you get serious, niggas think you mad. No, I'm being serious, bro. Like,
I just want you to listen to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? But no, but on some serious shit though, the fuck was I talking about? I've been drinking. But no, like you just can't. You just have to. You can't.
KJ.
Yeah. He talking to the goddamn phone like,
I won't fuck KJ up. Okay, but no, on some serious shit though, You can't be scared of everything. You can't be scared of controversy.
Yeah.
You can't be scared of no.
You're right. You're right.
And I had to learn that in the last couple weeks. Now I don't know relationship shit, just period. I got to tell people no. Because I'm setting myself up for failure.
Bro, hey. That's almost similar to the Facebook post that I posted this morning.
What'd you post this morning?
I posted this morning. Look.
Yeah, if you sneeze, you're nut.
No. I put that shit in
the goddamn. Yeah, you sneeze, you're busting nut.
No, but the shit I posted on Facebook this morning was, you can't be everything to everybody.
Right.
Nor can you pour from a half-filled glass.
Bro, I'm broke right now because I've been not saying no lately.
Hey.
If you pour from a half-filled glass, you got less.
If I had $10 in my bank account right now and you needed $5, I'd give it to you.
I wouldn't even ask you for that.
No, but I'll give it to you.
But you asked for once you told me you had 10, I don't want
it. No. Absolutely. But let me tell you, he wouldn't tell you he got 10.
Bro, I got five I can give you right now.
And I think that's everybody at this table.
Yeah.
If I got $20, we all need five. All of us got five.
I'm pouring from a half filled cup. Yeah. Now the first part of the statement I agree with. You can't be everything there. Yeah. Like just like this podcast, like it's not for everybody.
It's not.
And I understand that. Like if only 50 niggas want to listen to our shit versus, you know, 400 people sometimes, 500, you know what I mean? Like that want to listen to our shit. It's cool.
But
we got 4,000 listens, bro. I don't seem like the last 4,000 listeners.
But we just
basically what I'm saying is we don't even
We don't even advertise like that. We need y'all, but we don't need y'all.
What I'm saying is, Chad, we need it. I've been in a position where shit has been rough, and I've been like, look, you know what? I'm just gonna thug this shit out, and I'm gonna do the best I can because I'm not gonna try to reach out to my niggas, or I'm not gonna put my niggas in a position where. Damn, they looking out and making sure I'm straight.
Let me tell you something. It's a pride thing, but black, if tomorrow night rolls around and I eat dinner and I find out you ain't eat dinner,
I'm gonna beat you
tomorrow
up.
Night. I'm fucking you up.
Bro, he got to like, get beat up. Right.
I'm gang, I'm gonna choke slam the fuck out of you. And hey, you know I can beat your ass, so don't even talk shit back to me, bro.
Yeah, why not?
Like, that's some real shit.
No real shit though. One day I hit him up, like just texting him. I said I was broke. He said, bro, you want me to order you a pizza? Now that's the type of nigga like we are.
I know y'all are like that. I know, but I know at this table we all got our individual things.
Me and Mary, you know.
But what I'm saying, okay, so this is what I tell the people at work. Yeah, I don't want to bother you with this, blah, 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 because that's not your job. My job is to make sure you're straight.
Hey, let me tell y'all about MJ real quick. Bro, the entire derm was out of fucking water and bread. MJ said, look, don't sweat that shit, bro. Come see me when you get off work. Nigga had me 2 cases of water and 2 loaves of bread. Mm. Out of nowhere. Like, and the nigga said, look, if you need more water, I got a few in my trunk. I'll give you some of mine. Like, this ain't, like, this is the kind of nigga that, like, we are. Like, yeah. And this is what's gonna really make America great again, bro. When people.
Okay, Trump.
No, I'm not aligning with what Trump is saying. Like, Trump was on some other shit when he talked about make America great again. I'm talking about the love, the fucking selflessness, the giving.
Yeah.
Bro, that's what will make this country thrive, and that's what will make this country peaceful, and that's what's going to eliminate the fucking mass shootings. People stop thinking about themselves, people stop thinking about their immediate races, like all this shit will work itself out. But crime is necessary. It has balance. it does have balance.
Yeah, crime is needed.
It is.
Because without Snowfall and without Rick Ross out, like, that's the only reason I have a job right now. Because, no, that's not the reason why I have a job. they want me to go back to selling dope, bro. But, like, real talk.
Go back
to selling dope.
Okay, so look, on that note, Justin, lead us out, man. Yeah. Lead us out.
Yeah, I'm not even going to be on no funny shit, no gay shit. Everybody love everybody. Everything will be better. Good night.